Yaakov finishes speaking individually with each of his children. The Torah says the 12 Shiftei Ka received brachas. Rashi right away addresses an obvious question. Did all 12 children receive brachas? How could the Torah say the 12 sons of Yaakov that received blessings? As we know, Reuven did not receive a bracha. He lost his bechor. Shimon and Levi, their anger was cursed. They did not receive a bracha. It was so scary after Reuven, Shimon and Levi, that when it came to Yehuda, Rashi says he was backing away. He was afraid that he was next. Not only not receiving a bracha, but we're getting negative repercussions. Musar. How does the Torah tell us that all 12 Shvatim received brachas? So we quoted from the Medrash Sechel Tov. The Medrash Sechel Tov says that Reuven had done something, as we know, that he was going to lose the Bechor. That's what happened. But really, the potential result from the sin he did was not just to lose the Bechor, was about to be kicked out of what's called Shiftei Ka, of the 12 tribes. Shimon and Levi, whatever they did wrong, that Yaakov's given them Musar about, and their anger about Shechem, it's a possibility that the punishment would have been to be removed from the Shiftei Ka. So when Yaakov said, I'm taking away your Bechor, or Yaakov said, Shimon and Levi, I'm upset with your anger, I'm going to have you not maybe have land in Eretz Yisrael, remove some of your inheritance, although that seemed like a very bad thing, that was a bracha. The bracha was that they were still included in the Shiftei Ka. So when it says all 12 of the Shvatim, the Shiftei Ka, received a bracha, some received a plus, a real blessing, and some the blessing was that they're still part of the Shiftei Ka. We added another answer that can be built on this, is that if you're not worthy of something, if you have the Bechor, the power of the Bechor, but you're incapable of dealing with it for whatever reasons, Hashem decided that your personality traits don't correspond to someone leading as a Bechor, and it's taken away from you, that's not a curse. That's not a negative. That is a bracha. To be given something that one cannot handle is not a bracha. When you take something away from someone that he cannot handle, that is a bracha. So in reality, all 12 Shvatim received a bracha. Some received a new blessing of something, and some they removed an obstacle for their greatness. You're not going to be a Bechor. You're not going to necessarily have land in Eretz Yisrael. The removal of what could potentially cause destruction and negative results is also considered a bracha. So we have two answers on why the Pasuk can say that all 12 Shvatim received brachas. For us practically, it's to know that when Hashem is giving us what we need, it is what we need. And when we think we want more, sometimes what we think we want would not be a bracha at all. It would be negative. And that's why we don't have it. And we should be thankful not for what we have, but even for what we don't have. Good Shabbos.